Hello, welcome. You are listening to Radio Pageant. This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC. I am Chrissy P. This is the Radio Pageant, the weekly showcase of local and independent artists curated by me. As I record this, I'm about to drive off into the ocean with my big sis for a camping trip to Hornby Island. Couldn't be more excited to sleep on a yoga mat for 3 days on the island's self-advertised no music campground, which is like a little hostile and aggressive towards music. So I'm really going to revel in the day, revel in the show today. And I guess we can hang out like in the music camp when we want to listen to cool tunes. But yeah. Anyways, just very excited for a relaxing trip. So that's where I am right now when you're listening, but I'm actually recording this from the past, from a lovely Thursday morning when Dunkin' Donuts is on. Today is going to be the Fuzzy Pageant. The show probably skews towards like punk and pop punk today, which is... I don't think that's unusual for a pageant, but there's a lot of post-punk in here. It's really good. It's really interesting stuff. It's going to be quite stimulating. You just heard Young. They're a band from Denmark, which I am pretty upset about because I think that probably means they won't be coming to Vancouver soon or ever. But they're really good. That was a song called A Mortal Sin, but I've been listening to the whole album a ton. It's very fun. It's good biking music. Gets you amped, really amped. We'll stay amped. I'm going to play a song by the band Man Meat. The song is I Heard They Ate a Guy. All right, this is Pageant. Keep listening, you guys.
We'll be right back.
That was the song Drab Measure by a great band from Calgary called Crack Cloud. Truly awesome. That whole album is sick. They're playing at Franklin Studios on August 12th with Woolworm. That's how I found this band, and I kind of fell in love. They're really rad. One thing I will say is that the album cover is disgusting. Like, it's, I don't know what it is, whose aesthetic is like corpses, but I, a 21-year-old, find it incredibly untasteful. And like, doesn't really match the vibe of the music at all. Maybe that's just me and like I don't have good taste, but I love this album and I find I don't want to go to your band camp because of the album cover. Sorry. Your music is awesome, though. And before that, we heard a song by Death Valley Girls, Glow in the Dark. They're really rad. Four piece from LA, making some sweet rock and roll. And then before that, I played the band Man Meat. The song was I Heard They Ate a Guy off of their new album coming out the 6th. Is today the 6th? It will have already came out by the time you're listening to this. So, yeah, check them out. They're on Bandcamp. They're from Saskatoon. Next up, I'm going to play the band Wares. She's from Edmonton, Alberta. This is off of a single she released in March, but hopefully part of a larger whole. I don't know. The song is called Missed the Point.
Powerful. motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come out to Dance Sport BC's Summer Dance Series. Starting June 24th to September 2nd, there will be free lessons, shows, and social dancing from 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. every Friday under the domes at Robson Square. Everyone is welcome. No partner experience is required. There will be lessons for beginners and shows put on by dance professionals and local dance schools. For more information, visit their website at dancesportbc.com.
Thank you.
This is Radio Pageant, broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Chrissy P. That was just the band Motherhood off their new album Baby Teeth, which came out in June. The song was No Please. They're funky. I like them. And before that was the band Dirty Spells. The song was MEMM79, which is a single. And then before that, you heard the band Wares from Edmonton with Missed the Point. All great. All really great. Next, I'm going to play a song called Devour by the band Valens. She might be a solo artist, but she rules. She's from Toronto. Again, this is the band Valens with Devour.
I know you know.
We're back. This is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Chrissy P, and that was Devour by the band Fallons from Toronto. So I thought I would introduce the next band, which is Happy Diving. They're putting out a new album called Electric Soul Unity and playing at Antisocial soon. Antisocial is like pretty famous for hosting a lot of all ages shows, which is really, really wonderful. I truly believe that seeing live performances is a radically different experience from listening to a pre-recorded work. And I think that seeing live performance often inspires people to try things in a way that recordings can't. Like, I love intricate layered pieces, but sometimes the music can become separated from the people who make it, which can just put this air of mystery around work that decreases self-efficacy to newcomers and makes them think that they cannot also do that. So everyone should go to more shows, including youths, which is what I was talking about, but got a little off track. Anyways, this is Headspell by Happy Diving. Happy Diving with the song Headspell. Again, they're playing Antisocial on, I want to say, the 26th, but it's an all-ages show. Speaking of all-ages shows, I went to Strathcona Music Festival at the Korean Community Center this weekend because my friend's band from Seattle, Curse League, check them out, math rock, very math rocky, but they were playing, and it was like the wildest most punk rock show that I have ever been to, definitely ever been to in Vancouver. The all ages factor really brought in a lot of people that I don't usually spend time with, like people 5 years younger than me, which is not a huge difference in age, but it was a real treat. When I got there, I was talking with my friends, and all of a sudden I felt like a very sharp pain in my throat. Like I had something, like a flake of something spicy stuck in there. And like, I eat a lot of the same things every day. I eat like almost exclusively yogurt and granola and like croissants. And for some, but I still believe that I had eaten something spicy. And it turned out that, and I figured this out later, that like someone's mace had gone off in the bathroom, and this was an enclosed space. And so everyone was just coughing and like, it was macy. Also, another band I saw, the punk rock part, was like when this band Bummer Summer, they were on tour. I don't remember where they were from. I think Alberta. And they played at like 7 o'clock on a Saturday night, but they clearly decided, had planned that on their last song, they were just going to break all of their instruments. I saw the drummer take out a pocket knife and just slowly start like ripping apart his drum set. That's when I knew that something weird was going to happen. And then they all just like in a planned, cohesive, like, and we're just gonna like, let's just buy new equipment after this, because they all trashed their things, which is a very privileged move, and I don't have a lot of respect for it, but hey, whatever. Especially because like the lead singer had, I think, probably planned this. He brought his own lamp to put it in the front of the floor, and like he tried to pick up the lamp to whip it around or whatever. And he, when he touched the lamp, he, like, burned himself and kind of, like, recoiled, like, ouch, ooh. And then, like, went to pick it up again. And I thought it was so funny. No, it's all cool. Like, I really love that they had planned to go, like, a really wild for their last song. Yes. Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know if you can plan those moments, though. They were pretty punk rock, though. The guitarist, one of the guitarists, broke a string. And she figured out how to put the string back on in the middle of the set also. And then the other guitars broke a string. Like, they had a very wild set. Yeah. Including the mace incident. That was insane. So, get out to more all-ages shows, because people are passionate and they are looking to get riled up. This next song is called Strange Beauty, and it's by Special Costello. I'm enjoying it.
So low. To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Disorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discord.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discord magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discord online at discorder.ca.
We'll be right back.
was a great band called Doffing. They're from Montreal. Montreal has such a good music scene. I can't get over it. Off of their latest Armor. And before that, you heard the band Friggs. They're sweet. They just put out a great EP called Slush. Slush EP. The song was Ringworm. Also, I don't know who they got to direct their music video for God Hates a Coward, but it's beautiful. It takes place in like a garden center, like brings back shopping with my mom at Molbeck's. Really, really beautiful. And before that was Special Costello with Strange Beauty off of their latest Strange Beauty. Next up, I'm going to play Lié again because I love the... I'm saying that because I played them last week, but I love them. And they're putting out a new album, which they're having a show for, an album release show on Thursday, this Thursday. So get out there. They're playing with Crumb and Dumb. Their last album really touched on, or it was a commentary on rape culture, and I think that this album is going to be just keep moving in that angry, dark vein that is so satisfying to listen to. So, yeah, get out there, see them play. This song is called Truth or Consequences.
Yeah.